Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for this day, for this church, for your love. Help us to open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, our ears, to hear your word, to feel your presence, to see you in every person we look at. And Lord, help me today to give honor to your word so that it may illuminate your congregation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for inviting me to your church. This is a beautiful church. I don't know if I've been in one this beautiful before. It's so historic. And I want to make sure I thank Reverend, even though he's not here, Reverend Andrew Foster, and for inviting me and allowing me to come, and for Rachel and Michael and Barbara and everybody else who has been so nice and accommodating. It's truly an honor to come here. Whenever I come to a new church, though, I never quite know what to do. Because any minister who's really good wants to preach on the events of the day and really relate to the congregation. But I don't know you at all, and you don't really know me. So what to preach on? Well, there's always this kind of elephant in the room, because everybody can see that I have some sort of a disability, probably blindness, and sometimes that can get in the way of what the gospel is trying to tell us today. So I thought I would introduce myself by talking about it, about disabilities. And I think disabilities are something that need to be talked about more in churches, because there's something we all have to encounter, especially as people are getting older, some of their senses are getting weaker. And the question is, as Christians, how do we struggle with it? How do we face that loss? Contrary to popular belief, your senses don't always compensate for a loss. As you start to need glasses and get older, your hearing doesn't get better. So what do we do? Well, along with being a guest preacher at different churches, I also work as a chaplain. I've worked as a chaplain in South Jersey, a mental hospital for 5 years, and various other hospitals in New Jersey and New York. And in that setting, I meet all sorts of people. But they all pretty much have the same questions and concerns. Because in one sense or another, they can all be said to be disabled, either either permanently or temporarily. And they all are grappling with that loss. They all want to know what they should do. How come it happened? And how should they respond, especially as people of faith? And eventually, they all ask me questions about miracles. We've heard all the gospel stories about Jesus' miraculous healing powers. He healed the sick, the lame, the deaf, the blind. And they want to know, can he heal me too? As someone who is blind and has a disability, I've thought a lot about this. In both in my academic studies, in my pastoral work, and my own personal prayer life. And so in this sermon, I want to tell you, share with you a little bit of my thoughts on disabilities and on Jesus' healing. Because I think Jesus always offers us healing, but maybe not always a cure. And there's an important distinction there. Jesus always offers us healing, but never, not always a cure. And one of my favorite stories about Jesus' healing someone who is sick and disabled is the story of the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus in Mark 10. It's a very famous story. Most of you already have probably heard it. Coincidentally, we read it from the pulpit today. And it talks about how Jesus heals a blind man. Now, even though we just read it, if you would permit me, I'm going to tell it again, the traditional way, one more time. Jesus and his disciples are leaving Jericho with a crowd of people. And as they're going, they pass by a man sitting on the side of the road. His name is Bartimaeus, and he is blind. And when he hears that it is Jesus passing by, he cries out, "Jesus, have mercy on me. Take this burden from me." But the crowd tells him to shut up, be quiet. But Bartimaeus cries out even louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus hears him and tells the crowd, "Call him here." And at that, the crowd changes their tune. And they say, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." And Bartimaeus leaps to his feet and starts stumbling towards Jesus. And the crowd helps him and he guides him along hand by hand until he gets to Jesus' feet. And when he gets there, Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus kneels down and says, "Rabbi, I want to see. Touch my eyes and make them better. Take away my disability. Heal me." And Jesus looks down at this poor, pitiable beggar, and he smiles. And in a loving and authoritative voice, he says, "Go, your faith has healed you." And there's a flash of light, and Bartimaeus immediately receives his sight. Suddenly, his prayers are answered. His problems are gone. Bartimaeus can see. And he happily walks down the road, praising God with the rest of his disciples. Isn't this a great story? Isn't this a great message? All we have to do is have faith, and God will answer all our prayers. All we have to do is believe, and God will heal all of our infirmities, solve all of our problems. But wait a minute. I'm still blind. So what does that mean? I'm a minister. Do I not have enough faith? Do I not believe? Am I not trying hard enough? Like Bartimaeus, I've cried out in the middle of the night, "God, I'm sick of this. I want to see. Heal me. I want to be normal." And you may not be blind, but do you have a disability, an infirmity, a problem, or just suffering that you wish God would wipe away in a flash of light? Have you ever cried out, "God, have mercy on me"? And yet, we're still here. So what do we make of that? What does that mean? Was Jesus coming down to earth kind of like a politician's campaign where he gets down there, he smiles, he makes all sorts of promises, does a little bit of good, but then once he's back in the seat of power, He forgets all about you and it's business as usual? No. I think Jesus still heals, but maybe not in the way that we always expect. Jesus always offers us healing, though he may not cure our ills. So let me tell you this story again, the way I see it. Starts out with a man who was born blind. But more than that, he was blind to the truth. He couldn't see who he really was. In this story, Bartimaeus doesn't even really have a name. His name in Aramaic literally means Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. He has no identity, no characteristics. The only thing we know about this man is that he's blind. That his whole life, he was probably told that he was worthless, that he was a cripple, that his blindness was a curse, and that he could become nothing more than a beggar. And so that's who he was. That's what he became. He was crippled, not by his blindness, but by his understanding of what that blindness meant. And then, when he hears that Jesus is passing by, something happens. Jesus inspires him. The Holy Spirit comes upon him. And suddenly, I would say he forgets. He forgets about all those voices that told him he was worthless. He forgets about all those worlds of doubt and self-pity and incrimination that he had put around himself. He forgets that blind people aren't supposed to keep quiet. And he starts shouting out, "Jesus, Jesus!" And the people tell him to be quiet, and he shouts out even louder, "Jesus, Jesus!" He forgets that blind people aren't supposed to go running through the streets. And despite the crowd, he throws off his cloak and runs to Jesus. In a sense, he forgets who he is supposed to be. And by that, he ends up becoming who he really is. By the time he gets to Jesus, he's no longer acting like the blind man he was. Jesus doesn't even know what to do. He says, "What do you want from me?" And then he simply says, "Go. Your faith has healed you." Bartimaeus has embraced his true self. The true self that comes as a spiritual healing. He gains a new identity, an authentic identity, that is a person loved by God, separate from any faults or inadequacies in his life. He embraces his true nature, the true nature that is in all of us as divine creations. We're all created in the image of God. We're all called to be Christ-like. We're all loved by God. It may be controversial, but maybe Bartimaeus was never physically cured. Maybe he still couldn't see, but he did get a spiritual healing because he could see who he really was. He knew that his suffering was not caused by his blindness. And Jesus still offers us that spiritual healing today. With God's help, we still can be inspired and encouraged to rise to our feet. With God's support, we can throw off our cloaks of doubt and despair and all of that stuff that the world has pushed upon us. We can become the people God has created us to be and therefore be spiritually healed. So, question is, am I healed? Well, I'd say yes. I'm still blind, but yes, I'm healed. And yes, like all of you, my life sometimes still is filled with problems and perils. But when we are overwhelmed with worry and caged in by our fears and our doubts and despair, let's not call upon God for a miraculous change in our circumstances. Despite some claims to the contrary, you're not going to win the lottery. It doesn't matter how much you donate to the 700 Club. Instead, let us call upon God for the courage to look inward and change our perspectives. Only then can we get in touch with the still living God and receive the healing of Jesus Christ. Amen.